Good morning, good morning.
What a job you've got then. That's so cool, organising these concerts. I guess it must be quite stressful at times though.
Yeah, yeah. Over the years, we've had our moments, to say the least. But no, yeah, on the whole, great fun.
Cambridge Club Festival is now in its fifth year and has pulled in some massive names over the years. My first experience was Diana Ross. What would that have been? 2021? And you played Glastonbury that year. How on earth did you get Diana Ross to come to Cambridge?
Yeah, I remember the night we confirmed it with her agent, and yeah, it was... The whole team was completely, not baffled, but blown away by getting out. It was a real coup.
Really, and it really is. I mean, a name like that is wonderful, but it's not just about the headline act. It's about the person before, the person before, the person before, but also everything else happening around, because there's not just one stage, it's not just music. Tell us about what happens at an average Cambridge club.
Yeah, well, as you say, yeah, there's, you know, hundreds of people behind the scenes making it happen. Because we have, yeah, about four stages outside of the main music stage. So everything from, there's a whole kind of comedy and talks area, a kids family area as well, which is really grown in the last few years. This year we've got a lovely new kind of food court, which will actually build in kind of a stage with hopefully chef demonstrations, etc. And then wellness activities and goings on for the campers and in the orchard over the weekend.
It's a massive family event, isn't it?
Yeah. No. I think that's one area that we've really focused on, and you've seen the kind of, yeah, the clientele now. You know, lots of families coming through, and yeah, it's a really lovely atmosphere.
There's so much fun, and there's so much food and drink, and just an atmosphere. It's like one big family. That's the kind of vibe I got.
Yeah, no, I think that's what we've tried to create, and I think the kind of music helps support that. You know, definitely a feel good festival for sure.
And there's a real disco feel to it too. I mean, the Family Stone, Soul to Soul, Sister Sledge, and they're not even the big names.
Well, yeah, no, I think with, you know, having Chaka Khan to headline the Sunday this year is it's a celebration of 50 years in music as well. So I think, you know, to have another icon coming to Cambridge is pretty special.
Earth, Wind and Fire experience too. Gabrielle, who is the nicest woman in music. And Mel C, she's nice too. How on earth do you get these people? I mean, we spoke briefly about Diana Ross, but do you all sit around a table and think, wouldn't it be great if we could have...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a whole team effort in terms of coming up with the ideas. And obviously, you know, you have hundreds of names at the start and some aren't available, et cetera, et cetera. And then Fraser from our team, works with the agents pretty much, you know, starting in July after the festival to see who's coming in next year. And yeah, it's a tense period. I'll say that in the few weeks before, but no, I think we've pulled it off again this year.
And like you say, there's stuff for the kids, there's comedy and after parties too.
Yeah, so that's one area again that's really kind of come into its own in the last few years is the After Dark. Where it goes until 3 a.m. this year, and you've got the likes of Fat Tony and Norman Jay headlining, and from a DJ point of view. But yeah, going on to the early hours in the orchard is really cool.
Fat Tony, headline DJ, you say. But for me, your headline DJ is my mate, Josh.
Yeah, he's playing, isn't he, this? Yeah.
He is. Josh is a little bit of a legend, and I know he works on the radio in Cambridge, but he's a busy boy. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Anyway, it all starts 7th right through to the 9th of June, and the tickets on sale at 10 o'clock. Do you think the lines are going to be busy?
I hope so. I know. I think so. We've had a record sign up this year and a great pre-sale yesterday, so I'm sure, yeah.
I know so. The Cambridge Club Festival is always brilliant, and honestly, it's not a million miles away. Where else are you going to get to see Chaka Khan, Earth, Wind and Fire Experience, and people like Mel C, Sister Sledge and Soul to Soul? Fantastic. Cheers for coming on, and maybe see you there.